Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at-Hotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress T, and of course, I am so honored and blessed to be here with you tonight. This is, of course, is our first program for what is known as Women's History Month, and we certainly have a lot that we're going to talk about all this month, especially as it pertains to the upliftment and empowerment, certainly, of women and girls of African descent. We are totally committed to make certain that we make some serious headway in that area of things as we pertain to the struggle of liberation people, of African people, shall we say. The area of upliftment of African women and girls is a top priority for the Male Woman Movement. And we are very, very pleased to announce that we are now very ready to move forward in the way that was envisioned some 14 years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been 14 years, but it certainly has been. Now, but that said, before we go into tonight's program, we always want to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And with that said, we are always very cognizant and appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Okay, let's see what do we have going on tonight. We're going to open up the chat room very shortly, but we want to remind you that tonight's program, it should be very interesting, as many of our shows are, but certainly because there is a lot of dialogue nowadays about technology, and particularly technology as it pertains to the misuse of it. So tonight we're going to kind of focus a little bit on that, and we're going to talk about the, shall we say, the use of technology as it pertains to mind control, okay? Not just mind control, but also to some degree diseases. You know, there's a lot that's being said about what's going on with the manipulation of technology, even in terms of weather. But tonight we're going to focus primarily on how it is affecting us as so-called human beings. Now, we're going to talk with a sister very soon, whose name is Sister Amy. And we're going to talk with Sister Amy about some of what has gone on with her and other sisters and brothers as it pertains to how some of this technology has been used to maybe alter thought processes and so forth. So we have a lot we're going to cover tonight, but that's one of the areas, of course, that we're going to focus on. Now, with that said, and again, with this being Women's History Month, or what is known as Women's History Month, one of the topics or one of the questions that we're raising for you tonight has to do with the fact of who is going to stand up for the black woman. With this being Women's History Month, of course, the original woman certainly would fall into that category. But one of the questions that we want to raise and hopefully have you to bring into the chat room tonight is black women, is African women the new target for systematic destruction? Okay, that's our question for the night. And with that question, we want to know, if you do think so, we want to know why. So very shortly, again, we're going to open up the chat room. We're going to open up the lines a little while and a little while as well to get your feedback. A little later on, you can call area code 646-652-2232. Again, 646-652-2232. And in about 5 minutes, the chat room will be open. And again, the question for tonight needs your answer, needs your input. And that question to me is, why is the black woman, or is the black woman, the new target for systematic destruction? Okay, so we're going to elaborate a little, maybe about 10 minutes or so, we're going to elaborate further on that question and why we're raising that question and what exactly does that mean, okay? But what we want to do is pay tribute tonight to a very, very special sister. This being Women's History Month, every week for our show, we are going to highlight a few sisters that we know deserves to have our honor, our tribute, our salute. And so tonight, of course, we are going to pay tribute to none other than Nina Simone.
My skin is black, my arms are long, my hair is woolly, my back is strong. Strong enough to take pain and with it again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah, my skin is yellow, my hair is long, between two worlds, I do belong. My father was rich and wise. He forced my mother into a knife. What do they call me? My name is Petronia. My name is Petronia. My skin is pale, my hair is fine, my lips invite you, my mouth I wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Fame. My name is Sweet Fame. Absolutely, none other than Nina Simone, the Empress Nina Simone. And certainly I will always remember her, a very, very dynamic artist, musician, and black woman.
We're going to also mention a few other sisters. Some of you may not be familiar with some of the women that we're going to be paying tribute to during the course of this month, and that's the whole purpose, to introduce you to perhaps some that you have never heard of before, but certainly have made contributions to not only women's history, but to Black history, and in some instances, world history. So we're going to be sharing some of that information with you, because if we don't, then who will? We've taken on the responsibility to uplift and raise up our women, and that is exactly what we plan to do and what we are doing. So you are in tune again to New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And my name is Empress Chi, and this is one of the official broadcasts for the historic Million Woman March and its movement. Let's see, before we go on, I think what we want to remind you is that, oh, we have to give you this report. This is a very, very important report. This past Monday, we were blessed to go to the UN, and in doing so, we were able to, no, actually, it wasn't this past Monday. It was, maybe it was Monday. Okay. At any rate, I believe it was on Monday, and we had the opportunity to go to the UN. And with that, we participated in the 55th session of the what they call the Status on Women. It was incredible. Dr. Dolores Blakely, who is also known as Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely, held a specific session dealing with economic development. Well, at that particular session, there were women from several countries there, including Zimbabwe, Mali, Ghana, Nigeria, Senegal, Guinea, Jamaica. It was really, really incredible. And I had a chance to really to go to a couple other sessions, because there were approximately 30 sessions, I believe, being held in one day. So it was a whole lot going on. So you had to kind of select the specific things that you wanted to go to, because they were all happening kind of simultaneously. But the sessions that were addressing violence and abuse, of course, I was very interested in that and got a chance to stop through with a couple of them. But the session that I was literally able to present in was, of course, the one that was formed by the New Future Foundation. And that, of course, is the entity that Queen Mother Moore's legacy comes from. And, of course, Dr. Dolores Blakely carries that legacy. And we were asked to do a presentation, which we did, and it was, again, absolutely incredible. We were very, very warmly received by the women who attended that session. And, I mean, it was beyond being warmly received. And certainly our sisters who were there from Philly, I mean, they definitely was putting it out there. Strong kind of vibration was going on and welcoming. And just a lot of love was flowing through the room. But the other thing that was very important was that the women from all over the continent were in total, like, harmony with what we were talking about and what we were saying we were preparing to do. Initially, Ghana, South Africa, and Senegal are the three countries that had been selected to be, reviewing for the hosting of a major summit for next year that the Million Woman Movement is in the process of planning. Well, by the time we were finished presenting our information and our plans, Mali, Zimbabwe, and Liberia joined on board, and of course are now also interested in being a major and playing a major part in this very, very important kind of gathering that's going to take place starting next year. Now, our focal point is a five-year plan. That five-year plan will take us throughout Africa in the course of that 5 years, but also in parts of Latin America and also the Caribbean areas as well. So in the next 5 years, it is anticipated that the Million Woman Movement will be established globally with the first sisterhood, African sisterhood, for all women and girls of African descent. This will entail trade, this will entail education, this will entail wealth and financial building. This will entail nation building. This will have health initiatives as well as other forms of training and so forth and so on. So this is something that we've been working on for a few years now. It's been a very difficult road to bring this kind of thing forward, but we are so proud to be able to say to you today that the work has been tedious, but yet it is one that we know is going to be not only successful and victorious, but extremely powerful. So come this October, in the recognition and celebration of the 14th anniversary of the historic Million Women March, there's going to be a Africana Women's Power Summit held here in Philadelphia from October the 18th to the 27th. It will also serve as planning sessions in addition to establishing chapters and membership, and also making certain that those platform issues that we brought forward in 97 now have real action plans for them. So you're going to be hearing a lot about that, and you'll be able to participate in actual workshops, training sessions of all types from A to Z, dealing again with health, education, sisterhood building, mothering, relationships, you name it. It's going to be there. And we suggest if you have a paper or something else that you would like to present, please give us a call or send us an email, because now is the time to get that information in. If you're interested in partnering with us, we also like to know about that as well. You can give us a call at area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. You can also give us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com, nationalmwm@aol.com. Now, the other thing we need to convey to you is that there has been a National Task Force Committee that has been formed. It comes under our Black Women's Defense League wing, which is an official component of the Million Woman Movement, and it focuses specifically on the issues of violence, abuse, and violations as it pertains to our women and girls of any type, all types, not just domestic violence, but rape, murder, exploitation, you name it. Anything that is a violation, we are about it. Meaning, we are here now to defend, protect, service, and help heal. And that is the role of the Black Women's Defense League. It is a national entity, again, an official component of the original Million Woman March and now its movement. And starting May of this year, we're calling for a National Day of Action and a National Day of Awareness. What that means is in your city, in your town, at your school, at your church, at your mosque, in your home, do something that is relevant to addressing the issue of violence and abuse of Black women, African women, and girls. And we're going to give you more information about that as we proceed. But we want to also remind you that every Tuesday now at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, p.m., there is a new broadcast that we now provide called Still We Rise. And that's specifically so that women and girls can share their stories and also provide healing and support and connecting with one another in dealing with this issue of violence and abuse. Men are welcome to also participate, because we need your support and we also need your strength, because some of you have wives or mothers or daughters or nieces who have gone through this. So your voice, too, is very important. We do this as a family, and therefore it's all connected. So again, on Tuesdays at 6:30, you can tune in, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Still We Rise, www.blogtalkradio.com/thebenu project. That's THEBENNU project. And, of course, the show is called Still We Rise. It's part of the BENNU project, which, of course, the BENNU representing resurrection, representing rebirth. The Bennu is the mythical bird known throughout the ancient Kemet world. And so we've used that as a way of saying that no matter how far our women and girls might have been pushed down or pushed under, we shall still rise. They shall still rise. Okay, moving right along, we are going to get ready to go to our live line, and we want to remind you that in a few minutes the chat room will be open, so that if you have any comments or questions about what you're getting ready to hear about, certainly feel free to post them there. But what we're going to focus on tonight is the issue of not just health from the traditional standpoint, but health as it pertains to, is our health being played with in some other ways? Now, we know that food, or what they're calling food, some of that stuff is now being called Frankenfood because it's being, engineered in such a way that, you know, who knows what the heck some of that stuff is now and what it will do to you. Well, we know that's there, but what about some of these other things that are going on? What is really happening with microwaving? What's really happening even with this wireless connection? But also, what else is going on that you may not know about? Well, we're going to start talking more about that starting tonight, because we've gotten many reports over the years about things that have happened to our people, things that have changed their behavior, things that have made them see things that other people maybe didn't see, or hear things that maybe other people didn't hear. Yes, but what are we going to do and say now about these things? Is it something that is fictional, or is it something that's really real? Well, I dare say there's something definitely going on. So what we're going to do, we're going to get ready to talk with, I think, two sisters. I know certain for one, we've been trying to secure and see if Sister Elvira is going to also be calling in. We're only seeing one indication on our boards, but we want to make sure that Sister Elvira and Sister Amy, make certain that you have pushed the right button so that we know that it's you. You should have indicated that you wanted to be on. But at any rate, we know that one of you are there. What we're going to do now is go to our live line. And what we're going to talk about, family, tonight is mind control, manipulation, and also perhaps how diseases are, in fact, issued into our bodies, into our community, into our families. And why do we think this is happening? Do we think this is happening? Maybe some of you already know. Maybe some of you have already had it happen. But what we're going to do now is go to our live line, and we're going to talk with two sisters who know that it is true and it has happened too. And what they're doing about it to raise issue or to raise awareness about this, and also how you can get involved, how you must get involved. And even if you don't believe this, you still owe it to yourself, as well as to our people, to further investigate. So we're going to go to our live line, and joining us now is Sister Amy, I believe, and also Sister Elvira. Let's check to see if we have them both there. Sister Amy, Sister Elvira, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. Great. We got both of you. All right. Okay, let's start with Sister Elvira. Let's start with you. Introduce yourself. Let folks know, you know, your name, who you are. Let's do that first. And what issue it is that we're going to talk about tonight. And then we'll go really all into it. But just take a few moments to do that, and then I want to introduce Sister Amy.
Okay. My name is Elvira Williams. I'm out of Florida. You know, I was a political activist on the toxic waste, toxic mold, and I was doing a lot of different things, and it made me a target and on the HUD housing and everything. And so they didn't want the people knowing about the mold and stuff, and I'm just a long story. It takes too long to really tell my story. What they ended up doing to me was when I went in the hospital for an asthma attack, and they injected some type of a toxin into my body. and I cannot go out. If I try to go out and I go into a building that has this FEMA-like trailer and stuff in it, and what it does, it locks my whole system up, and it caused me rectal bleeding. It caused my eyes, my ears, took my hair out, burn marks all over my body. The list is just long. And then they kidnapped me 3 times and put me in a mental hospital. One was in Rome, Georgia, where they played war tapes on me. One man did die. All you have to do is go to Hidden Shame in Rome, Georgia Hospital. I'll email that stuff to you. And I'll email you my affidavit. And I've been homeless now. Over 33 times, I'm ill, and I haven't been able to get any kind of help from the state government, nobody. Even after Canada had me write a letter to President Obama, they still ignored everything. Jeb Bush granted me with the indigency fund. It just goes on and on. It's a lot. But right now, tonight, I think that Sister Amy, what she has to say, she explains a lot of this stuff that's going on, what the government is doing to the people, and how it is. Be careful when you go in a hospital, especially if you're running for some type of position, you know, in government. If you saw last week, they used the mind control on Senator McCain, Lieberman, and a few other ones. So that they'll vote the way they wanted them to vote. I have that email, too. I sent that to you as well,
okay,
to show you how they do the mind control thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let Sister Amy talk because I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Sister Amy, but before you go, Sister Barbara, I just want to thank you for all of the hard work that you've done over the years. I know I've been seeing your postings and your information for a while now. And, you know, again, I want to thank you for being so courageous and for, you know, regardless of how you're feeling physically, you still keep up the fight, and that's so important because a lot of time our women in particular give up. You know, we get discouraged.
Yeah.
Or we get, you know, a little, you know, whatever, and we just give up. So I'm saying that to say here you are, you know, struggling with health issues, and you are still fighting. And so
yes,
I think it's so
I'll never
important.
Give up. Never. It's all about our children and their children all over the world. I feel like if others had done this before, we wouldn't be in this mess now.
That's right.
But I also feel that it's better late than never.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. Sister Amy, you there?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Giving thanks. Okay,
yes.
Sister Amy, please introduce yourself, and we'll go on with the dialogue as to why we need to have this conversation. But please state your name and
okay. Where
you're from and any, you know, other little information you want to say about yourself. And then we'll go into what the real topic and the real issue is for tonight.
Hi, I'm Sister Amy, and I'm from Richmond, California, and I am a targeted individual of government harassment and stalking. And what that means is that once you become a targeted individual or an enemy of the state, which is from the government perspective, the government used top secret military devices on their citizens. They torture them with directed magnetic energy. And this type of energy is no different than a radio frequency channel. It's a tuned in direct energy to the target, and what that does, that allows the government to use government patent devices from earlier scientists such as Jose Delgado and other scientists like Walter Hess and other German scientists from Nazi concentration camps who were using electromagnetic frequency mind control on citizens. And the only part we understand is we know the Nazis were involved in a Holocaust, but no one knows the real story behind that. They were using mind control weapons on citizens over in other countries. Now, in the 1950s, they came over here, and the CIA hired these scientists from Germany to come over here and practice a COINTEL program. And they have top scientists, the CIA presidents, and other people in the organizations with these high titles that were responsible for these type of programs. And what these programs were doing, one name is MK Ultra. And MK Ultra, I'm going to put on one of the victims testifying against that type of abuse. But before I do, I'm going to introduce to you some of the things that you need to know about electronic harassment. And this is how it goes. The author acknowledged that this article falls short of a rigorous academic paper. This is explained by the fact that organized stalking and electronic harassment targets are kept in a sort of barely alive condition with significant health problems and either unable to work or just barely able to work at all, limiting their work performance. Furthermore, since the perpetrators constantly work to prevent the public from knowing anything about organized stalking and electronic harassment, evidence unobtainable with great difficulty, and often the only evidence is the lower quality than would be accepted for a scientific treatise. In short, everything in this article represents a struggle against immense odds. We ask readers to understand this. Electronic assault and control technology had its start in the 1950s as an Escura branch of the CIA's MKUltra Project Group. Just as organized crime is not stopped by hearing and court cases, neither did this original Oscar branch of MKUltra activities when the institutional drug child abuse phrase were exposed by the U.S. Senate Church of Antioch hearings in the late 1970s. No criminal procedures followed, and only two civil laws, Ornette Carl and Bernanke, have succeeded. This assembly of unclassified and commercial literature is showing investigators and concerned citizens that in spite of the tightest possible information blackout imposed in the early 1970s, enough of the classified electronic harassment and control technology has leaked out to show that significant classification accomplished are over mightily likely and need disclosure here at the end of the 20th century. And the harassment effects. The following description of electronic attacks is taken from the personal experience of 2,000 or so known organized stalking and electronic harassment targets. the targets without a set report that once the harassment begins in virtually all cases is continuous for life. It continues in every city, state, country the target moved to. It continues in prisons and hospitals even when the target is dying of cancer from radiation exposure using this directed energy that the person don't know is entering their bodies, because this directed energy is no different than authenticated directed energy, a form of energy inside of your own body mass of energy, and you don't know or you do not suspect of anything being unnormal in your body. And the reason why you don't, because the brain cannot detect this as a foreign object of energy that enters your mind. And the reason why this directed energy is stimulating your brain waves, because it is sub-controlling you, and they're reading your thoughts by satellite. It's called satellite imaging. And the reason why they read your thoughts, because they transfer it. It's no different than an EKG when someone knows that the doctor can read the heart, the EKG language of when the heart rate go up with that little needle. Well, they have computers that detect the thoughts and turn that EKG language into actual words, like no different than a karaoke, and it gives them opportunity to understand what you be thinking, and it turns your thoughts into words. And actually, after that happens, they be able to know what you're thinking. And not just that, they have access at your subconscious. And just when you think something is your fault, it's theirs, manipulating your own actual thoughts in your mind. And that's why some people, you have to understand why people say, why did he go kill his whole family? Why did she go jump off the bridge? Why did the people do strange things? Well, the CIA is using mind control weapons to cause problems around the world, because if they don't make no money if people not dead, from the pharmaceutical market to the prison to the hospital, they don't make no money. They won't have no jobs. And that's why they're using it when they turn this digital HD over. And like it was said, why would the government spend all those $1 billion to do the American people a favor and order these devices? Because they're using these devices to control our mind. That's why another example of this, children won't get off those texts. And people, you look around the world, you see how people are stuck on their cell phones and their heads are down. That's the hypnosis. It's mind control. And I'm going to be playing a tape, and this is what kind of effects this does to you. All harassment consists of unique, carefully engineered, unprovable events to produce psychological stress in the victim. There are events which do not fit that apparent purpose. In every series of stress event type, one and often a pair of introductory events of very high energy affect its stage. The obvious purpose is to be certain the victim knows this is external harassment and not just bad luck. From that time forward, the perpetrator appears to apply Pavlovian training so that they can get the victim to jump or react.
Now, you know, Sister Amy, I'm sorry, I just want to intervene for one moment, because some of what you're saying, it sounds so interesting in a lot of ways. A few years ago, there's a brother here in Philadelphia whose name was Ken Bridges. And Ken Bridges was just a beautiful, beautiful brother. But he started a company called Mata. And Mata was growing all over the country. I mean, it was like rapid. Black folks were signing on to Mata, becoming rep, selling the products and so forth. It was like one of the first things that was massive in our community for a long time, where it was being sold, black products, you know, was being sold. The bottom line is that Ken was doing so well that he was able to forge a deal with a very well-known black person who was going to invest additional funds for this Mata program to go even further. Ken had the meeting in, I believe, a place near Virginia, near D.C. On his way, coming back from the meeting, having made this deal with this black person who was going to invest in this major operation, the so-called sniper killed Ken. Ken is the one who was at the gas station where the so-called sniper shot and killed him. Now, it has been speculated that this so-called DC sniper person was under the influence of mind control. But we just found it to be so ironic that with Ken working on this major project that was worth millions of dollars, that he would end up being one of the so-called victims. Things that make you want to go home.
Right. So the whole thing is these type of devices are from the government military. And what these mind control devices does, it's like you turn in a different station of high and low frequencies, and you want to get a different reaction from the actual different levels of the station, and what you do is they, according to what frequency they're looking for, they can alter your behavior, they can make you sad, they can make you cry, they can make you have a tired touch, they can give you a head, they can do all types of things to you, whatever frequency channel they want to tune in to your mind, they can make you lose your mind. So therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just play a mind control informational tape where you can just hear what it says backing me up. You can't
okay,
see
now
it.
How
I'll
long,
you,
how
I'll
long
send
is that?
That link later, but I just want you to hear it.
Okay, how long is that?
Oh, it's no more than 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
And while we're waiting for
the control of the thoughts of the people, controls the world. Even the government is developing new mind control technology. According to this article in the Washington Post magazine, in 1994, the Air Force Research Laboratory carried out experiments where scientists used technology to transmit phrases into the heads of human subjects. How? By burying subliminal messages in microwaves, feeding them into a person's head. It seems like a weapon torn from the pages of a comic. The Air Force denies it. A patent number 6470214, issued on October 22nd, 2002, says otherwise. The patent title, Method and Device for Implementing the Radio Frequency Hearing Test.
Okay, Sister Amy? It's kind of hard to really hear it. Yeah, it's kind of hard to really hear it. Okay, it's not coming in clear. So what you will have to do is send it to me, and then I can download it so that it can be played through my switchboard, and then it'll be a clearer sound. But coming through the phone, it's hard to really make out what's being said. So can you send that to me, and then maybe next week we can replay that? Sister Amy, are you there? Okay, I think we might have lost her. Sister Elvira, are you still online? Okay.
Yes, it's informative. Elvira is doing that right now because it's a very informative link, and it gives you information on what's going on. And it tells you into depth about where is it coming from and who's a part of it. But it's like cooking. It's no different. I'll say this, and then Elvira sending that over to you. It's no different than you using your microwave in your home. Your microwave in your home, it lets off directed microwave energy. It's radiation. The radiation also picks up your own magnetic fields, signals in your brain waves. And what scientists have learned to do is use this as a weapon to send these directed signals to any human being's brain they choose to. And because we don't know they're doing it, they're reading our mind unknowingly and undetected. And the reason why they want to do that, because they learned a secret how to do these things to us from taking things out of the laboratory into the home of the victims. And not just the victims, they take it to the streets, to the general public. And they also have the ability to operate different parts of your extremity. And you may have a moving of a trembling of the arm, or you may think you're nervous, and that's them stimulating this directed energy to your body, and you think it's you, and it's not even you. And those are the things that you have to know that they are doing to us, because it's sad for the world not to know they are a victim of, and their children are victims of government harassment, and government are using electronic weapons to treat their bodies like they are electronic doll. And people think they're operating themselves, and all the time the government is help operating your bodies and by stimulating your brain. And when you and hitting your central nervous system, and these brain stimulations, you know, the different parts of your body that operates like a car that does different things to your body. Those are the same things, technology they're using to be able to sub-control your mind. And that's what their New World Order is about. Their New World Order is designed to control the world and take over the world by satellite. And they don't want us to know this. And in a minute, why do you think they want to put chips in everyone? They don't need to use chips. They're using nanotechnology. And this is putting food particles in the food and giving them opportunity to be able to pick up our body heat, temperature, and everything else through this technology. And that's what I'm telling everybody and letting them know, that what's really going on with this technology. Everybody have to be aware of what's going on, because it's very dangerous for us to live in a society and not know that we're under subjective subliminal mind control. And when you get ill, you think you have a headache on your own, and the government done stimulated a part of your brain, putting direct pressure on your brain and giving you a headache, sending you to the hospital for a heart attack. You think you have a heart attack. These are authenticated illnesses. You have the liver or different things, and they blame it on alcohol and all the time. They're using directed energy to pain your body and laser into your body, with these laser beams that you cannot see, yet they are there. Did you send that to InProna? Just send her that one, because we don't need a whole bunch of them. We just want her to get what I want so she can go from there. And that's what's going on. Okay, Elvira is just sending it now.
Okay, well, I won't be able to play it tonight. I have to actually enter it into my computer and then download it. So
okay,
hopefully we can have that ready for tomorrow.
I can relate to that. And this is some other information I have that I can, I have some information here, too. Okay, it's called Government Mind Control Electromagnetic Warfare.
And who is
the
that
idea
from?
Of
who
voice in the head has traditionally been viewed as the paranoid ravings of crazy people, but what many dismiss as fantasy has become a decades-long government black project in mind control. Mental hospitals patients have a history of being targeted for electronic experimentation via the use of extremely low frequencies, waves, which can cause silent subliminal messages mimicking psychosis. U.S. Patent number 5159,703, Silent Subliminal Presentation System, a silent communication system in which non-aurora carriers in the very low or very high audio frequency range or in adjacent ultrasonic frequency range or in the adjacent ultrasonic frequency spectrum or amplitude or frequencies modulated with the desired intelligence and propagated acoustically or vibrationally for the inducement into the brain, typically through the use of loudspeakers, earphones, or piezoelectric transducers. Other side effects of electro low frequency waves include irreversible brain damage, leaks in the blood, brain barrier, skin cancer, fetal tissue damage, and heart attacks. The people responsible for the hideous abuse of power are members of various intelligent agencies, the military, and the psychiatric industry. They invariably target those considered undesirable within society, namely prisoners, soldiers, people with disabilities, children, the elderly, mental patients, ethnic minorities, homeless people, and those classified as sexual deviants. All of the above groups are considered disposable to the government and their doctors who perform these experiments without regards to the safety of those involved. In many of these cases, Balak lack a responsible respect for humans, life has resulted in gross injury, permanent emotional trauma, and even death. Because of the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation in 1976, thousands of documents involving mind control were declassified through the Freedom of Information Act, too, including the following. 26 July 1963, that's how far it goes back. Memorandum for Director of Central Intelligence Subject Reports of Inspection, MK Ultra, over the 10-year life of program, many additional avenues has been designated under the MK Ultra character, including radiation, electroshocks, harassment, substance, and paramilitary devices. Nevertheless, there has been major accomplishments both in research and operational employment. A final phase of the testing of MK Ultra products places the rights and interests of the U.S. citizens in jeopardy. Public disclosure: some of the aspects of MK Ultra activities could induce serious adverse reactions in U.S. public opinion. Technical Services Division has to sway a philosophy, opinion, documentation, and keeping in the high sensitivity of some of the projects. One of the doctors involved in the MK Ultra project, Dr. Ewan Cameron, was at different times president of the American, Canadian, and World Psychiatric Association, the Department of National Health and Welfare Award grants to Dr. Cameron for experiment involving electroshock therapy and the use of sedatives to induce sleep for up to 8 months in schizophrenic people. In another experiment, patients were restrained inside electric cages and their bodies overheating to react to a temperature of 102 degrees. Dr. Paul Hawk, financed by the U.S. Army and CIA, administrated intraspinal injections of LSD to psychiatric patients before performing a lobotomy on them, and then he asked them after the patient to describe what they were experimenting as he was removing parts of their brain, knowing that these patients were full of drugs. And that's demonstrating how cruel they were with the experiments then, and how they took the same experiments and enhanced them by making everything wireless to reach their victims' brainwaves by satellite and being able to read their minds, shock their bodies, and attack them with electronic harassment by using these devices and playing with people and tweaking on their bodies like they are human toys instead of human beings. And this is honest to God's truth, because these are patent devices that are in the military, and they are in the United States government patent trademark office. And from these devices being there, the government is using also that laser, which Jimmy Carter implemented up in the 1980s. It's called our Star Wars Laser Weapon of Defense. And what that is if we all was to go to war with other foreign countries, we do not use bullets. We use lasers. And what the United States government is doing, they're using those lasers and frequencies, microwave frequencies. This is all directed energy. And they're using all that to torture and harass their own citizens. And when you get people saying something about the government and people think the people crazy, the people are trying to reach for help. And because the government keep torturing them, they end up being misdiagnosed and sent to mental hospitals, such as myself. I went there for 72 hours, but I got out of there, and I never lied about the person. And you know how I became a victim? Because I was being stalked. I realized who was stalking me and how it was happening. I was stalked through a cell phone, and I received the man's identity and my former employee, which worked for the government. I told on him, and they all started using these direct energy weapons on me. And now I have a court date, because once I was able to understand who they are and why are they doing this to me, I decided I'm taking you to court. I don't care about what part of the government. And then they said, according to my complaint, they said they didn't know nothing about it. They do know about these weapons, because these are actual weapons that's in the military. They just consider top secret weapons that's not supposed to be used on American citizens. Yet they're using these weapons on American citizens. Therefore, I decided that I'm going to take them to court. And why I was doing so, God blessed me to get on the internet and search around and find other victims. And that's how I found Sister Elvira, and I found other people. And another group of people they target is activists, people that believe in freedom and what's right. They start to attack them. And some of their tactics, they will had put a computer virus on your computer They will trip you up with psychotronic weapons. I don't know if you know it, but I'm informing you that the government can watch you through their TV, through your TV. They can look right at you on the other side of the TV. You just can't see them because you see the picture that's displayed on the television. And not just that, they can see in your house by satellite because it takes 3 satellites to see the whole entire world. And not just that, they're using the satellite surveillance to read people's mind, target them, and to send directed energy through circuit wires through your house and turn your whole house into an electrical microwave frequency, direct energy. And all of this energy does is torment the victim or operate the victim. And anybody have any questions? Because I can give you some literature for you to visit. You look up government mind control.
Well, hold it right there, Sister Amy. Hold on. Let's do this. Because I think I'm going to check and see. I see someone here that may have a question. But what we're going to do, because this is a lot of information, and I don't want to just put out the information in a way where people can't grasp it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do part one tonight. And we'll do part two next week, okay? Can we do that?
Okay. Yes.
And in that way, we don't have to try to rush and lump everything all in at one time. So now, before you give out any more information, let me just check the line, and I want to see if this person has a comment or a question for you. Caller, I'm going to go to your last number is, 5951. Let's see if you have a question or a comment for Amy or myself or Elvira.
It's Elizabeth. Okay. I've been on the call for the last 30 minutes. Amy and Elvira are very knowledgeable about the crimes that are being committed regarding electronic harassment and mind control programming. My name is Elizabeth Adams, and I'm the executive producer of America Needs to Know TV, which is aired in Oakland and Berkeley, California. The show has been on for 3 years explaining the crimes that are being committed against everyday people. Now, one thing that I would like to share with the group is that, and I hope they have a pen and paper handy, you can look up House Resolution 2977, which was written back in, I think it was 2008 or 2009, and then look up House Resolution 3616. Now, House Resolution 2977 tells about the satellites in space that promote and actually administer the mind control programming technology. In that bill, it's in plain English, where even a third grader would even understand what they're saying. But the bill was denied in Congress. They came back a year later. And that bill was written by David Kucinich. They came back a year later, Mr. Kucinich, with another bill, but they changed the language. And to a person who is not knowledgeable about MKUltra, who's not knowledgeable about the electronic harassment, the chemtrails, et cetera, all of these mind-altering technologies, if the person is not knowledgeable about these technologies, when they read Bill House Resolution 3616, they're not going to even understand what they're reading. But the two bills are one and the same. The only difference is the reason why they threw out 2977 is because it told too much of the truth. and that's what they want to camouflage, and they did camouflage it by coming back with 3616, which was approved in Congress. Now, what does 3616 and 2977 both have in common? Everything. The bill was specifically designed to stop, cease forever mind control technology over the city of Berkeley, California. Now, you know, in the city of Berkeley, we have UC Berkeley University. Then they have the city college. You know, the city of Berkeley, their incomes are well over $100,000, easy, you know, the average people that lives there. So they don't want that technology altering their minds and altering their thoughts. So they went to Congress and got a bill passed. Now, you know, do you know what it took for them to do that? They had to come up with 435,000 signatures, number one, 500,000 signatures, to get it on the on a presidential ballot to get it approved. Okay? They got it through. And it was denied first in on 2977, and they came back the very next year, rewrote the same bill, and it went through. But it's the exact same bill. It's reworded, and the average third grader wouldn't understand 3616, but it's saying the same thing as 2977. So in the midst of that, when you hear Amy speak about HARP and you hear Elvira share the information about the electronic harassment that's happening to her, these things are all true. People are living this and don't even know it. You notice how from time to time a person will touch their TV and get electrical shock? Your light bulb is throwing off energy. People do not understand why it was mandatory nationwide to have converter boxes on your TV. We were just fine with, without them, but the government wasn't happy with it because they couldn't look into every home. You know, just sitting on the other side of the screen, they couldn't look at us. So they made it mandatory to have these converter boxes, and nobody in America has questioned why. So you understand? See, they're able to proceed and do more things that relate to surveillance, not relate to it, is surveillance, but they're, when you're watching TV, TV is watching you. If you're a targeted individual, they are definitely watching you because it just doesn't make sense. I mean, let me first say this. Common sense is no longer common. That's not common anymore. Common sense, why do we need converter boxes on our TVs when our TVs were working just fine without them?
That's right.
Just common sense. And it doesn't enhance the picture. It doesn't take away from the picture. So why do we need it? But see, common sense is no longer common. So people don't question anything. They just, oh, it's just a happy day in the neighborhood. Okay. So, well, with all sincerity, I have worked with Amy on a couple projects in the last couple months, actually three or four projects. The same thing with Elvira. I would sincerely take note to Amy in reference to the HARP information. Amy is the type of person that she investigates. She's one of those type that will go find a needle in a haystack. And Elvira, once she gets the information, look out. You're behind his grasp. She will rip you apart. So, you know, everything that they were saying, I mean, that Amy has said, I haven't heard of Elvira tonight, and I've been on the call a little over 45 minutes now.
Yeah, she was on she was on earlier.
Hey, I came on about 5 minutes to eight. But, you know, listen to them. One thing that you do want to keep in mind, you know, a lot of people just absorb that our government is doing this to us. But if you just remember common sense is no longer common, then you'll understand and have an open mind that what some another individual is staring you in the face and trying to tell you that you're being targeted or trying to share with you some information that's going on, you just have to think with common sense. Why would this person be standing here telling me this stuff if it wasn't true. You know, why is somebody going to walk around and tell you, hey, I've been a victim of MK Ultra. I've been a victim of mind control programming. I'm a victim of electronic harassment. What fool on earth would walk around telling somebody that if it wasn't true?
Well, we certainly know that it warrants us to look at closer, to really pay closer attention and also to get involved. That's why we invited both Elvira, Sister Elvira, and Sister Amy to join us in October. We're going to do a special session to really look at this whole situation a little more in-depthly so that we're able to provide awareness. But the other thing, too, is prevention. See, for us, it's not a thing to just talk about a problem or issue. We got to also figure out what we're going to do about it. And so we're going to have a session or a couple of sessions that will be pretty in-depth with the information that both Amy and Elvira has provided. We're going to make that available and allow us to continue to focus on this issue and to help others who, and to bring it together and to help others who have experienced these types of things. But we have to begin to do it very proactively and very consistently. And so we're going to have a forum in order to help facilitate that.
Well, America Needs to Know TV, which is online, we just got our website up this week. America Needs to Know TV has been on air for over 3 years now. And now we're in Oakland. We'll be in San Francisco within the next couple of days, probably by Wednesday of next week. And we're adding Detroit, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, last but not least, Fresno, California. Those are just the cities that victims have asked me to put the show in. So because of that, that's there. But now when you come up with a solution, now you're talking about getting a solution to this, of course, the easy way out is, oh, government, stop doing this to us. Well, we know that's not going to happen, not quickly anyway. But what America Needs to Know TV has started is a police misconduct reform petition, because the crimes that are being done on the ground, which are the antennas of surveillance on the police cars, but remember, common sense is no longer common, because back in the 60s, they were patrolling and protecting the streets of the United States, and they didn't have all that surveillance technology. But now, the more technology that they have, the more crimes are being committed, and the more people are dying. Murders are being committed, drive-by shootings. Then you have aggravated assault, and you wonder why these people are doing these things. But then when the person does the crime, and I'm not saying every person is innocent now, don't get me wrong, because I have common sense. I have common sense, okay? I'm not saying that every person that commits a crime is under mind control programming. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that there are horrific crimes that have been committed in the United States, and when the person committed the crime, they ask themselves, why did I do that? They don't even understand themselves why they committed the crime. So, see, this would be one that would be something to take note, look at, et cetera. But, oh, there goes my Steve. So, but what I am saying is that, hey, just one second, I'm sorry. Hey, Steve.
Well, we're on live, so while you're doing that, we can't hold on because we are broadcasting live at this moment. But what I do want to say is, in terms of prevention, only in this regard, so that we can at least begin thinking about it. You know, the whole idea of various things are now transplanted in our foods. You know, to help people to become more aware in that way. But the other thing too is, usually in many cases, anything that is, there is an antidote. You see, so, these are some of the things that I suggest that, and again, it's not the immediate answer, of course not, but certainly we have brilliant minds amongst our people, and therefore some of them perhaps will be encouraged to begin to look at what types of things can be interjected to help dilute or to help lessen the effect or even to eliminate it in itself.
just as if you go to a so-called place to get an X-ray, you know, and they put some kind of protective shield over you to prevent, you know, it's made of lead or whatever. So essentially what I'm saying is that since we know that these things are, in fact, amongst us, and 9 times out of 10 is going to be even more so, we need to be thinking about how can we realistically, because we don't expect them to stop. But so that means for us, we've got to look at what is it that we need to start thinking about doing as a form of prevention.
All
right. Does that make sense?
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm just saying, you know, just dealing with things holistically, there's many ways and many avenues that we have to look at. But certainly,
okay,
you know, for the most part, I've studied a little bit about poisons. Well, there are some poisons, if you do A, B, and C, you can counter the poison. You see, sometimes it may just be long enough for you to, you know, do something else. But a lot of times there are ways to counter these toxins or these various effects, but we just have to search. We just have to be diligent in fighting back. If there's a radio wave that does one thing, there must be a radio wave to do something else.
I'd like to share my email address.
Because that's how we have to find a device that will block the signal.
That's right.
May I share my email address? I have a guest. I'm going to have to leave. My email address is E as in Elizabeth, A as in Adams, at America Needs to Know, and that's T-O, America Needs to Know, .tv. And
okay,
if anyone has
great.
Any comments, or whatever, feel free to contact me. My phone number is 510-837-5951.
Very good.
Feel free.
And hopefully we'll be able to do something, collaborate come October for our 14th year anniversary.
Wonderful.
So let's definitely talk about that because, as I said, we plan to really present a forum that's going to be very, very informative and certainly very powerful. So I'm feeling that with what you have, what you're doing now is going to be so, you know, much more beneficial. It'll be more beneficial for those that participate. And then as we're building, you know, we'll really be able to make a difference.
Okay, thank you. I've got
thank
to
you.
Go. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Amy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. Okay, well, we only have a few minutes left, so what we're going to do is we're going to schedule you to come back on next week, and at that point, you'll be able to give out the various information, websites or the YouTube thing, and also what you read tonight. We want to be able to let people know where they can go to read the full report and so forth. Can we do that for next week?
Oh, yes. I'll have some information ready, and I would like for you to go ahead and when you get that Antichrist email, I would like for you to take that and play that, and I can elaborate and give some, finish it up with the closure of that video and also the information about the patent devices they can look up in the government patent office, and any questions that need to be taken, then we can go from there.
Okay, very good. And this will give us a week long to really, you know, put our e-blast out and let people know that you'll be coming on, and this will be the topic. So we should have a very good listening audience for next week. We always have a good listening audience. Folks are tuning in from all over the world right now. We have a wonderful listening family that we've built over the past 3 years. So we're looking forward to continuing this dialogue. And again, for those of you who may know someone who have said something like this maybe at some point in time, maybe you didn't believe them, maybe you did. Well, tell them to tune in next week, call in, and who knows, maybe it's something that they have indeed experienced. So now we're going to close out, And we want to remind you that we will be back next week. We're going to send an e-blast out and let you know more about some of the specifics that we're going to be talking about on this topic. And again, we remind you that in October, the Million Women March and its movement will be having an Africana Women's Power Summit. So if you have a paper or some other information that you want to submit into the summit for review, please feel free to do that. You can send it to nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Papers and submissions for videos and artwork and so forth will be taken, I believe, until May the 31st. I'll have that exact date for you for next week, but definitely up to May the 31st. If you want information about the topics and so forth, again, just email us at nationalmwm@aol.com, and we'll get that to you. Sister Amy, your closing remarks.
I want everyone to know that this is serious, and I'm only taking a stand because I couldn't want to go to my grave knowing that my future for tomorrow, which is the children of today and their children, end up being under government mind control, and it's legal and nobody can do nothing about it. That's why we now are fighting for any level of freedom. And it starts not just with physical things you can see, but also technology. Because the Bible says, lack of knowledge, ye shall perish. And that's why I am sharing the technology where we won't perish.
Well, that's right. And, sister, we certainly appreciate you taking the time and the fight that you have embarked upon. You know, again, thank you and Sister Elvira so much. Sister Elvira, did you have a few words that you wanted to say before we close out tonight?
Yes, I just want everybody to listen and listen hard and carefully on what we're telling you, because this is not about us, it's just about us. It's about our children and their children and their children's children. And this is not just an American issue. This is a worldwide issue. And we need to do what we need to do. If you saw the Nicaragua show, and also freedomfchs.com, they went in front of Congress this week as well. I sent that to you also. And I want people to understand, if a family member come to you and say, these things are happening, please listen. Don't turn your back on them. Please. And that's what I have to say. And I want to thank you for being there for us.
Well, my sister, this is why we do what we do. We talk about building an African woman's sisterhood that's worldwide, and we mean that. And we are attempting to do everything possible to demonstrate that we mean it and to put it into full practice. So, you know, again, I mean, there's nothing wrong with making certain that voices can be heard, that our voices can be heard. They must be heard. We've got to be sisters. This is why this month, for March, we are making certain that our women's voices are heard this month. We're going to make sure they're heard every month, really, to be honest with you. But since some, you know, are putting an emphasis on Women's History Month, then okay, we're going to make certain that our sisters' voices are heard. So I want to again thank both of you for sharing this information. We'll have you back next week, and we will continue the dialogue. And at that point, you know, others will join in. And, hey, we just keep on pushing and keep on moving. And
that's
again,
right.
I thank both of you. All right, family, we are down to our final 1 minute, and I want to thank all of you again tuning in. We will be back next week. My name is Empress Chi. You have been in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. Tune in on Tuesday. Still we rise at 6:30 p.m. And also for those who are interested in being involved in the National Task Force to Eliminate Violence and Abuse of Black Women and Girls Nationwide, contact us, nationalmwm@aol.com or area code 267-636-3802. Until next week, we will leave you with the words of Ma'at Hotep, because there can be no peace without Ma'at. There can be no peace without justice. Until next week, Tutanana. Pamoja to the Shende. Together we shall win. Sister Amy, Sister Elvira, I will talk to you next week. Well, actually, I'll talk to you on probably Tuesday, but definitely we'll be back next Saturday, same time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here at New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. Peace out.
Peace out.
Did they
take
that
part
of
it,
guys? Peace out.
Okay.